to Glory and Peace Church International. Bible study will be on hiatus for the summer. Our prayer meetings are Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and available only on Zoom. For Zoom, our meeting code is 851-843-5513. The passcode 945071. Are you interested in being baptized? Let us know. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on our social media platforms. Volunteers are needed in the cleaning department. Please reach out if you can help. Sign-up sheet in the back at the usher's desk.
Hallelujah. Hello, good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Good to see everyone this morning. Welcome to those online. Praise the Lord. God is good. We worship Him this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank You that You are in this place. Holy Spirit, we welcome You into this atmosphere. Have Your way in this place, Holy Spirit. We come to You, Lord. We come to You, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Just stand up. Let's start praise and worship together. Stand up and just worship Him. Hallelujah. He is a good God. We worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise Your name, God. Hallelujah. Just sing to Him.
Made. to the Lord.
The shout that brings Jericho down.
sovereign. Praise cause you reign. Praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise cause you're faithful. Praise cause you're true. Praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I praise cause you're sovereign. Your voice,
in darkest nights. You were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God.
Sing all my life.
And all my life you have been faithful.
Yes, Lord, all my life.
And all my
been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Madabo shekere batuska. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endureth forever. Say it again one more time with me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endureth forever and ever. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we are thankful. We are thankful for this day that you've made for us to rejoice and be glad. This day is speaking glorious things into our lives. And Father, we connect. We tap into all of the goodness that you have spoken, all of the goodness that's being re-echoed, that's resonating in all the world. Father, we tap into your goodness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that day after day is uttering speech. Thank you, Lord, that this is the day that is loaded with benefits. And Lord, because we are part of the family, we tap into the benefits that you have for us. The benefits, O God, of victory. Benefits, O God, of being overcomers. Benefits, O God, of walking in divine health and prosperity. For wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. And Lord, O God, you've automated this blessing upon our lives by giving to us the gift of righteousness. We receive the gift of righteousness and all the benefits that come because of it. Blessed be thy name, Father, forever. Thank you, Father. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song.
Hallelujah.
Praise him, my Savior. victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, for victory today is mine. You don't know this song? You know it? Do you have some stamping on your feet?
Amen.
Okay, let's do it. There's no arthritis here, right?
Amen.
No back problems, right?
Amen.
No knee problems, right?
No.
Okay, then I want you to go as low as you can go and stomp as hard as you can. What are you doing? Lower, 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 lower. Stomp Satan, lower, 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 lower. Stomp Satan, lower. Of the song? How does it begin and go? You got it. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. sing it.
Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you.
Cast them.
Cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for you.
Thank you, worship team. Huh? You know that one? Worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. Amen. Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised. Amen.
Worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, amen.
Worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised, amen.
Worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised, amen.
Worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised, amen.
Worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised, amen.
Worthy, worthy.
You are worthy to be praised, amen.
Jesus is worthy.
You are.
Forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you have to praise him into your victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. May you praise him and have testimonies.
Amen.
This week for victory.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say he is worthy to be praised.
Worthy to be praised.
See, you're not praising man this morning. You're praising the King of Glory. You're not praising a human this morning. You're praising God.
Amen.
Almighty. He deserves all the glory.
Amen.
Whether things are good or not, glory belongs to him.
Amen.
So you join the people that are in victorious phase and say, glory to God in the highest.
God in the highest.
Even the angels had enough sense to say, glory to God in the highest. May you say glory to God in the highest. May you have a testimony this week.
Amen.
May something good and wonderful happen to you. Praise him for your victory. To God be the glory. I asked Apostle to sing that song because all from early morning, wee hours, he's been saying he's worthy to be praised. That was the song. So praise the Lord. I knew he's going to raise a few songs this morning. I was just waiting for that one, and it didn't come up, so I had to tell him to do it. So praise the Lord. May you praise him at your own time. Expect something. I don't know what breakthrough you're looking for. Just begin to praise him. Just praise him. Praise him and expect. I'm expecting great things. I need some breakthrough. I ask God as I praise him. Instead of me keep putting the list out there, let me just praise him. Just praise him. Praise him, praise him all week. Hallelujah. Well, let us pray for our children. Thank you, worship team. Blessings. All the songs were fantastic this morning. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Almighty God, for our wonderful family. Thank you for all our children, biological, spiritual partners, extended families, and those standing here and their spouses and their seeds. We lift everyone before you, Almighty God. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero form. Those in the womb, oh God, those walking every decade of life, walking in this earth from 120 plus to zero, we lift all before you, Almighty God. We are your children. You call us your beloved children. We thank you that we, your beloved children, we bless your holy name. We thank you for a great week, a great month, a great year. And every day that you've given us breath, we give you praise. Father, may your name be lifted high. May our mouth sing of your praise. May our mouth bless you. May our mouth be thankful. May our mouth say, thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us, for giving us life, giving us shelter, giving us clothing, giving us food, giving us water. Father, we just bless your holy name. Thank you for supernatural strength, supernatural health, supernatural wealth, supernatural goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. May we remain faithful to you. Bless our children to be godly children, goodly children, blessed and highly favored children, children that will walk before you and hear your voice and bless your holy name. They will be like Samuel. They will never falter or fail all their days. They will follow you and do your will. Lord, bless them, O God. The problem the parents have will not be their problem. They will rise above it all. We declare the Lordship of Jesus. And the parents that are having problems, be free from your problems. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare freedom and liberty, that we walk in the trueness and the holy righteousness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare so done. Amen. All right, bless you, children. We'll see you later. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you, we receive you, and we say have your way in this service, in our lives, in our families, in our city, in our nation, and in this service. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Our scripture reading this morning is Psalm 121. There are only 8 verses, so you have to catch up. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. May the Lord be our helper. God is our helper. Verse 2, my help cometh from the Lord, which maketh heaven and earth. Hallelujah. This earth, we're in the earth right now, so this earth is made by God. So everything God made, God says is good. Somebody say, this earth will be good to me and my household. Say amen. God made it. Everything God made is good. I'm going to have a God good day. Say amen. Yes, amen. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Remember, your helper is God. Your help is not going to come from any man. Man is selfish. There is a hum. I'm not sure if it's, I'm hearing a hum. So praise the Lord. Let's walk on that. Hallelujah. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. Man will never help you. Man is selfish. But God is a giver. Say, my help will come from God. I don't know about you. If you need help for many things, just say, God, help me. Can you say, God, help me? God, you are my helper. Help me and my household. Help my family. Help my spouse. Help my children. Help my grandchildren. Help my health. Help my world. Help me in every direction. In the name of Jesus. Say a big amen. So God, we have asked him for his help. He will help us. My helper. Verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. The problem you are facing is not going to cause you to ditch God. It's going to cause you to run towards God. Say, God is my helper. I will not be moved. Say amen. He neither slumber. Hallelujah. He will keep you and your family. Say, Lord, keep me and my family. He doesn't slumber. That means he doesn't doze off. It's not like when you Thanksgiving time or special holidays, we eat the turkey, and after everybody yapping before the food, and then when everybody finish eating, what happens? There's silence. There's a little slumber. Let's watch a sport game. And, until somebody scored, then you hear a noise. But God doesn't do that. He does not doze off. He will never doze off regarding you and your family. Your case is before him. Say amen. Behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad God doesn't sleep? So next time you are awake, just say, Lord, I know you are here and you are awake. Help me. How hard is that prayer? Can you say, help me, Lord? That's all the prayer Peter prayed. If he didn't say help, he would have been with the fishes under the sea. Can you say, Lord, help me? Yes, so everybody can pray. Say amen. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. May he cover us day and night. Say amen. We all know Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, you cannot have a shadow if you are not present. So when you move, that shadow moves with you. I can see my hand moving. And you know, shadow is always longer and bigger than the actual thing. So God said, I'm going to cover you. He's going to cover us. Not only the realm where we stand beyond our scope. Say, Lord, cover me. Lord, shade me. He doesn't shade you with his left hand. He shade you with his right hand. Hallelujah. And the right hand is the right hand of power, right hand of blessing. The right hand of power shades me. The right hand of blessing shades me and my household. He shall shade, is thy shade upon thy right hand. Say amen. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Well, we are in summer right now, where we live, and the sun can never hurt you. So the sun have the ability to hurt and the moon have the ability to hurt. He said they smite. May the sun never smite you. May the moon never smite you and your family. That means you will never have any skin cancer. Say amen. Say amen. And then moon, when they smite, you say they make people crazy. Say lunatic. When you say somebody's a lunatic is what? Luna. Moon. When the full moon is up, you go to the homes where people have issues or mental issues, they go crazy even more. May it not smite you day or night. May your mind be in peace, in perfect peace. He will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in the Lord. May you put your trust in the Lord. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Say a big amen. Hallelujah. We don't know how much he preserves us every day. You go out, you come in. You go out, you come in. Don't take it for granted. It's the Lord that is preserving your going and your coming. Say amen. You go out and you come in and you are in safety. He shall preserve thy soul. Hallelujah. It is the Lord that keeps your mind from going cuckoo. So we thank God for his perfect peace. He shall preserve your soul. In your soul, you have your emotions, your will, your attitude. May the Lord preserve your attitude to be the right attitude. Amen. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Not sometimes, from this moment on, may the Lord preserve you and your family. He preserve your going out and coming in. So every day you are going out, you are not going out by yourself. Every day you are coming in, you are not coming in by yourself. When you came to church this morning, you did not come by yourself. You had an entourage of ministering angels. You don't see them, but they are doing their part. They do their part. The word of the Lord says, I have sent my angel to go before you and behind you. Hallelujah. They do their part, because if they don't do their part, they become demons. And the ones that have rebelled, they've been cast down. So there's no new angels being cast down. So they are doing their work. Can you thank the Lord this morning? You did not come here just that you're in safety right now. The Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To your right, there is help. To your left, there is help. In your front, there is help. Behind you, there is help. The Lord is my helper. Say amen. Say amen. Lord, continue to help me. May the Lord say, I will preserve your going out and coming in from this moment on, from this time, and even forevermore. Somebody say, I'm in safety. 24/7, all the time, because I'm preserved by the living God. Shout a big amen. Amen. So when you send your children to school, never worry about them. They will never be bullied. The bully doesn't see them. If they try anything, all they see the sword of the Lord coming after them. Say amen. Say amen. If you are in a bad marriage where you have someone who's pounding you as a fist, from this moment, say, I'm preserved by the Lord. That person can never raise their hand against you. Why? Because the Lord is preserving you in that marriage. Say amen. If that person is a drunk, they can never be drunk and do anything to you. You are preserved. Somebody say, I'm preserved. At your workplace, if somebody is going cuckoo and wants to kill people, they will never do it at your workplace. Because your workplace is preserved. Say amen. I know about you this morning. It's through your mouth you keep your salvation. Somebody say, I'm preserved. Say, I'm preserved. Say, I'm preserved. Say, amen. Not sometime, all the time, all the days of my life. So I'm in no-touch zone. Hallelujah. I'm in no-go zone. So evil can never touch you and your family. From this time forth and forevermore. Say amen. Rise with me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are our helper. We receive your holy word. Your word is working in our lives right now. We lift our eyes to you, for our help comes from you, Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth. We receive our preservation from you, preservation of our soul, of our bodies, of our families, of our spirit, and everything that you've given to us. We receive your covering. We receive your shadow that covers us. We receive your blessings. We receive that you watch over us day and night, that you never sleep nor slumber regarding our cases, things we have brought before you in prayer, that we need answers for. You have not forgotten. You are a faithful God. You answer prayer and you hear our cry. Thank you for answer prayer. Can you say thank you? Thank you for answer prayers. Thank you for answer prayers. We receive the answers. We receive the solutions. And we receive the thanksgiving that we'll give back to you to say, look what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in our sight. Things we cannot solve, they are solvable by you. The impossibilities have become possible. We receive answers and we bless the name of the living God. Father, thank you for preserving us forever and ever. We thank you now for preserving the nation of Israel. Your word says, he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. Continue to keep your people, Lord. Remember your people, Lord. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, and prosperity to that nation. Father, remember your everlasting covenant you have made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the seed. Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you that we are grafted in by Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are hearing our prayers. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Let the nation of Israel be blessed. Let Canada be blessed. Let the United States of America be blessed. Let Nigeria be blessed. Let Senegal be blessed. Let Mali be blessed. Let Ghana be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, on all the islands of the seas and all the nations of the earth, where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, as they call on Jesus, as they call on Yeshua, or any of his name, hear their cry and save your divine, save your people. Save your people and rescue them. Heal the nations. Bring righteous and holy leaders. Bring people that you have put your wisdom upon to do the right thing for the people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that there will be no recession in our land. There will be no plague in our land. There will be no war in our land. Save your divine, save your people. We pray for the peace of the nation of Israel. And we pray now, God, that you intervene and solve all the issues you need to solve them. Solve that for our nations. We give you praise, Almighty God. We thank you, God, for the service this morning. Heal your people. Rescue them from lack and give them what you have promised them. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Are there rich people here this morning? Let the weak say, I'm strong. Are there strong people here this morning? Let the faint people say, my youth is renewed like the eagle. In the name of Jesus, somebody say, I am not weary and I do not faint. I run and I still have strength. in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your holy word. Let it come with power, with grace, favor and mercy, truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness, restoration, and all the solutions we need. Thank you that there will be mega testimonies for this month of July. Those who have been waiting for that answer, breakthrough upon breakthrough, we declare victory and testimonies. We thank you for healing, restoring, and making those that are sick whole. In the name of Jesus, those that are just struggling with their faith, draw them back to you, Lord. Refresh them, Lord. Let the wind of the Spirit visit them. Let the Holy Ghost visit them. And may they hear your voice and turn around and give their heart back to you. In the name of Jesus, draw the backslider back to you, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. And those who are struggling with addiction, save them, Lord. Deliver them. Deliverance come from you. Wholeness come from you. Lord, help them. In the name of Jesus, set them free now and let them be whole. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated, Apostle.
The Lord, while I was coming up, said I should say to you that throughout this service this morning, when your faith gets to the right spot, don't wait for the offering time. Just come. At the time that something happens in you. And as I came and stood behind this podium, I saw him walking to give his offering, just to confirm what the Lord had spoken to me about. Amen? So, don't wait. You're not going to be distracting me. Amen? Just move. God is going to be meeting you. Thank you, Father, for that. The Lord says he's going to meet you and he's going to receive the offering from your hand. Amen? Hallelujah. I had already given mine twice before I heard this word, so I guess when he led me to give the first time and led me to give the second time, he was just prompting me, I'm meeting you. Praise the Lord. So he already met me, so he's going to meet you. Hallelujah. And the same goes to those who are online. Give at the prompting of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is going to meet with you. What did I say? The Lord is going to meet with you. He's going to receive your offering personally. I believe that on this, the seventh day of the seventh month, that God wants to give you rest from all of your labors and all of your worries. Cast your cares upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Cast your cares upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth we grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come, Lord, in thine own special way. Sweet Jesus, how wonderful you are. You are precious like the morning star. You are precious, more precious than the lily that grows on the field. You are precious, more precious than gold. I lift up my eyes unto the mountains. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the God who made the heavens and the earth. The God who watches over Israel, watches over me, and he neither slumbers nor does he sleep. For he is my Father and my fighter. Take up shield and buckler. Take up your spear and fight for me. Quadiboro sante kyoshia labaso katamai. For who is like unto thee, O God? Who is like unto thee? Creator of the heavens and the earth, who is like unto thee? What is it that stands in the way? You are greater than it. The whole earth is like a grain of sand before you. All the world and all that dwell therein. There is not a problem that blocks you. Arise, Father, arise. And let every enemy be scattered. Shut down the mouths of lions and wolves and strangle the serpent. Karibara sompreni kato shike furonsa katiyama. When a man stares at the sun, that you made, he can be blinded. But your glory is greater than the glory of the sun. Let anyone that stares you at the face in defiance, receive the blindness, impermanence of Elymas. In the mighty name of Jesus, let every enemy be shut down. Expose and demolish. Expose and demolish. Expose and demolish every enemy. So it is done. Praise the Lord. I'm going to continue with the word that we started out with last week. But before I get there, the word of God says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. It says, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." There are two things there. Holy Ghost and what? Power. Two different things. You can receive, you can have the Holy Ghost and not have power. Let me say that again. You can have the Holy Ghost and not have power. I'll explain in a moment. But when you have the Holy Ghost and power, you are able then to be a witness unto him in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and all to the utmost parts of the world. But you shall receive power after. You don't get power before the Holy Ghost. You receive power after the Holy Ghost. Some say after. Say, "Lord, I receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." In Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord." That's not a Honda. They were all in unity in one place. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And when the day And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were what? Sitting. And there appeared unto them. There appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. It sat on them. And the word of God says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What happened? They speaking, but God had brought the congregation to them, and they were witnesses unto them. The witness of the glory, of the goodness of God to them. Praise the Lord. Now, when the Lord Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, the Bible says he came into the room. He didn't need any doors. He just showed up. And he said to them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." And he breathed on them. When the Lord speaks, what he says happens. He said, "Receive it." And what do we say? Amen. Because what he said then, he's still saying now. Why? Because he wants them empowered. The church of Jesus Christ is about to experience the power. We thought we had power. We've not seen anything yet. Hallelujah. The power of God is what makes you different. The power of God is that which makes you bold. Hallelujah. Without fear. And you give utterance. You speak. It is the mouth of the enemy that is going to be shut. But your mouth is going to be open. As a child of the living God, your mouth is going to be open. He says, "Open your mouth and I will fill it." Fill it with what? Not just words. Fill it with the Spirit. Fill it with His power. You see, we are and have been in the sitting stage, afraid. They were in the upper room. The Lord told them to go to the upper room. But when they went to the upper room, they were in the upper room locking the doors because they were afraid. And they were sitting down quaking. But then, the sound. Yeah. The sound. Somebody said the sound. From heaven. It's not from the earth. It is from heaven. It's blowing. The prophet said, "I hear the sound of the abundance of rain." The drought is about to end. It is ending. But it's going to take men and women who are surrendered to the glory of God on bended knees, saying, God, you got to do something now. It's time. Maranatha. Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Hallelujah. 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 Maranatha. Come. Come, sweet spirit. Come. Come do your thing. What the Bible says in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, it makes a striking statement about the Lord Jesus Christ. Please fix my monitors. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? With the Holy Ghost and with what? And with power. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost and then with what? Them go together. The Bible says Jesus was baptized, was taken out into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He overcame the agenda and the temptations of the devil. And the Bible says, and he returned with power. He returned with power, and his fame spread abroad. It is the power that changes everything, but you have to have the Holy Ghost first. When he had the power, he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. What is the Holy Ghost and power? God with me. Is God with you? Then if God is with you, then you must have the Holy Ghost and power. Say, I receive the Holy Ghost and power. When the power of God is moving, the enemy has no room to function. When you have the unction of God, you have the function of God. When you have the unction of God, the enemy cannot function. When you are functioning, the enemy cannot function. Let me say that again. When you are functioning by the power of the Holy Ghost, the devil cannot function. Amen. Hallelujah. He cannot do a thing when the Holy Ghost and power, the presence of God is, the Word of God says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. There's freedom. The Word of God says, in the day of His power, the people will be willing. Somebody say, Holy God, fill me, baptize me with your Holy Ghost, and infuse into my life your power. When the holy presence of God takes hold, the flesh ceases to operate. I don't know if you heard what I just said. When the power of God, the fullness of God, the presence of God begins to operate, man, the flesh, cannot act up. God wants to take you past what other people provided for you to you experiencing a personal provision from God. There is a place where the Word of God says His word is going to take so much root, you don't need anybody to teach you. Listen, the day is coming. Are you listening? The day is coming when you and I will not be able to congregate like we do now. Very openly, you will not be able to do it. And you will not need somebody behind the pulpit, because the Holy Spirit will be your teacher. And you got to be connected now, not then. Did you hear what I said? I don't know if you're listening. But God is your keeper. Did you hear that? The Lord God is your keeper. He is the one who will lead you and guide you and tell you what to do, when to do it, where to be, when to be there. His timing is perfect. The Lord is about to take you through a holy dance. He's about to take you through a holy dance. And in this dance, as you are moving, bending, jumping, wiggling, you'll be going through the patterns of the lasers of the enemy and not touching any of his lasers. Are you listening? And you will cross the impossible pathway without tripping any alarms. And you show up to take the prize. Empowered. Someone say empowered. It is not by the flesh, but as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It's not just giving you the authority because you believe. So as many as believed him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. But as many as are led, they are. God wants to take you past the place of becoming to the place of the finished work of being. Are you on the same page? Or you want me to preach a sermon? Okay. The Bible says that when Solomon was dedicating the temple by sacrifice and God calling his house the house of sacrifice, he says the house was filled with a cloud, the cloud of the glory of God, and the priest could not do their thing. The days are coming when that same experience will be our personal experience. The presence of God is so strong. No pastor, no deacon, no elder, nobody can do anything. Nobody can read, nobody can pray. Everybody is just... Because the church has been messed up so much that the high priest, the high priest himself, is going to be in the house. Oh my Lord. He said, that's why I came to take the offering today. I am starting now. Oh my Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Lift up your eyes to heaven, there is freedom. Lift your eyes to heaven, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face, there is freedom. 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 Hallelujah. Father, we receive the Holy Ghost and power. We may be witnesses unto you in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, on to the utmost parts of the earth. Grant us, O God, supernatural speed to function in the unction of your grace, empowered, that we may stand. Hallelujah, stand. Not in the flesh, but by your Spirit. We've been sitting for so long. You've met us, O God, in our sitting stance. And your Holy Spirit, like cloven tongues, sits on us. Sits on us so that we can rise. Sits on us so that, being empowered, we can begin to boldly speak. Let the spirit of muteness and deafness be cast away from our lives, from your church. We call upon you, Father, from your holy temple. Call upon you. Hear us, Father. Hear us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the new day experience. The day of daily benefits. Makati Purushikara Batasika. Hallelujah. I saw in the realm of the spirit people getting healed supernaturally. I saw somebody that had been cut, and just as quickly as they were cut, the wound closes up and is healed. The Lord is raising up an army of men and women by His Spirit, not by the flesh, but by His Spirit. And in this realm of the Spirit, you cannot be cut down. Hallelujah. Because just as quickly as the enemy tries to damage you, you are restored. It is going to be a frustration on the enemy. Because he cannot stop you. You've become one with him. You've become one with God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and his power is present in you. The time is coming, and now is, the Lord said, when people are going to worship, but they're going to worship him in spirit and in truth. For those are the people that God seeks after. The Lord says, yes, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek my face, and pray, I will hear from heaven. He says, I'm going to heal their land. But the Lord says, this is not just about you seeking my face. I am going to seek you. And that which God seeks, he finds. You know, when you play in hide and seek, and they cannot find you, you show yourself up and say, I'm here. But you are supposed to be hiding, but you're not hiding anymore. God's saying, I'm tired of hiding. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm going to show myself strong on your behalf. Oh, Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endureth forever. The days are getting shortened. God is not willing that anyone perish, but that all come to repentance. The days are getting shortened. He said, I'm going to have to shorten the days because even the elect could be deceived. There's a deception in the world. It is running rampant. And the Lord is saying, I'm coming. I'm going to put a stop to all the mess. He says to us in Revelation chapter 3 about the church of Philadelphia, he said, your strength is small. He said, but you have kept the word of my patience. You've kept the word of my patience. And says, because you've kept the word of my patience, I'm going to keep you. I want you to notice. It says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will do what? Keep thee from the hour of temptation. We needed to go through the temptation to return with power. The Lord says, forget that. I'm not going to take you through the hour of temptation, but I'm going to bring you full circle, empowered. So that you can do what? Clobber some devils. You are about to step into a realm where you are dangerous. Do you understand? Dangerous. In 2001, 2002, I remember I was in one of the conferences with my spiritual father. And while I was there, the Lord said to me, he says, I'm raising up spiritual terrorists. I said, huh? What's that? He said, I'm raising up spiritual terrorists that are going to terrorize demonic forces. He just spoke that again to me. Remember, he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost? And then he showed up and they were in the upper room and the Holy Ghost came. Well, God speaks like that. He would say something, put it in motion, and then he'll say it again. And on that altar, Papa doesn't let anybody speak any prophetic word. There's one prophet in the house. Hallelujah. But I remember saying there, something's about to change in the Supreme Court of the United States that's going to change things in the days to come. I was clueless about what Supreme Court had to do with anything. But God knew and said, put in the Supreme Court the way He wants it. God is saying, change is here. Something happened in the time clock last Sunday when God called you and I to a midnight express. Yeah, that's exactly what he called it. It's in my notes. I wrote now, midnight express. I said, whatever that is. Now understand, express, that's fast. That's it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercies endureth forever. Is there anyone left that wants to give an offering to the Lord and you've not given it yet? This will be your time to do that. And then we're going to have communion together. And we're going to follow the directives of the Lord. Amen? When the Lord says stop, you stop. Because anything else will be in the flesh. And we don't want the flesh. Am I waiting for anyone for offering? Anybody? Just raise your hand. Let me know. And, everybody gave already. That wanted to give. Awesome. Praise the Lord. Well, Mama, please come. Let's do communion together. And hallelujah, thine the glory, Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Can you find us the lyrics? Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Yeah, the lyrics. Do you remember? We praise you, O God, for the Son of your love. For Jesus who died and rose and now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory, revive us again. We thank you, O Lord, for the Son of your love, for Jesus who died and is round on above. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Revive us again. Okay.
Still looking.
Yeah. I want it. I think we need to sing that song. You can find, just type revive us again. It should come up. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. We got it. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God. For thy spirit of life, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. First verse. We thank thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, who died and
lived.
The first verse.
First verse.
Let's start it again. We
praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love. Oh, Jesus, who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine
verse. Praise thee, O God, for the joy thou hast given to thy saints in communion. These foretastes of heaven. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. One more. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we are thankful for your word, for the life that you've given to us. We're thankful, O God, that your word is forever changing us. We have been transformed by the renewal of our minds. We are so glad that you have taken on full control of piloting your agenda. Lord, cause us, O God, to catch up to where we ought to be as your church speedily. Let the difference be clear. We belong to you. You've written the name of the New Jerusalem on us. You've written the name of the Father on us. And you've written your name, your new name on us. For we are pillars in your house. We are not wavering left or right, considering and reconsidering where we should be. We know where you have put us, where we have been planted, where we have been rooted. And Lord, we are stable, steadfast, continuing in the work that you've called us to, recognizing that our labors in you are not in vain. Thank you, Father, that we are revived. We are established. We are one with you. And as we share in communion together now, we do it in remembrance of you. Father, make us like our Lord, walking in the fullness of the Holy Ghost and power. Because we have returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Take and eat.
As you take up this cup this morning, say, I am revived.
I am revived.
Say, I'm filled.
I'm filled.
With the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
And power.
And power.
I receive.
I receive.
The gift.
The gift.
That God has given to me.
God has given to me.
Today.
Today.
He is my helper.
He is my helper.
From this time forth.
From this time forth.
He shall preserve me.
He shall preserve me.
In his presence.
In his presence.
Say amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to cut off from those that are on YouTube and Facebook. If you wanted to know the passage of scripture I was quoting from about Jesus returning in power, it's found in Luke chapter 4. You can begin reading from verse 14 onwards. Praise the Lord. Amen.